This is a Short Girl Rage audio. This content should only be accessed by adults 18 and over. User Short Girl Rage only posts content on the subreddit Gone Wild Audio and or its affiliates or her own profile. This should not be found elsewhere. Here's the audio. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Room service is here. God, just gotta get my keys here. Ugh. Well, I'm coming in anyway because... Oh. Well, I guess that explains why you weren't answering the door. Let me just check the guest registry outside your door here. Yep, that explains it. Guest currently boarded at the Monster Girl Matriarch Manor in room 602 has requested to be entirely nude during the complete duration of his stay. Well, that's good in my opinion. That's the way human males ought to be 24/7. Guest has also requested that every night he be tied spread eagle to the bed and gagged. That's why you were so rude and didn't answer my knocks, you pervert. You know, it's been a while since I've had to clean up after a boy as dirty as you are. Wait a second. It looks like there's more. Other kinks include free use, feet, trampling, light breath play, and mild degradation? You really are a perv! I'm almost impressed! You're one of the biggest degenerates we've ever had here! Well, it doesn't really surprise me. Humans are always the biggest freaks, especially when it comes to being with us monster girls. Well, anyway, it looks like this room could use a little touching up, huh? I guess I could start with this nightstand over here. This faux wood material we use gathers dust really bad. Don't think I don't notice you getting hard over there, you fucking perv. So, what is it that's turning you on anyway? Is it my perfume? Is it the curves of my thick, tiny body in this tight maid outfit? Or is it the maid outfit itself? Does that get you going? My little French maid uniform gets you hot and bothered? It is, isn't it? You're so basic, you know that? All human men are. So desperate and needy, that all a goblin gal has to do is dress up a little, and it gets your cocks hard. That's kind of sad, you know that, right? But I can't say I don't like watching that big human dick get harder and harder. You might be a mindless and desperate whore, but if there's one thing I like about human males, it's that they're well endowed. It might be the only thing you got going for you, but at least it's something, right? Tell you what, I have an idea on how to make it even harder. Why don't I just replace that gag in your mouth with something a little more naughty? Okay, now. I'm just gonna take off my panties here. Like so. Ooh, look at your cock twitch. Fucking man slut. Anyway, I'm gonna take these off and just get on the bed with you. Say one thing about my height while that gag's out, and I'll leave you hard and tied up for the rest of the day. You got it? Nod your head. Good. Now, I'll take this gag out here, and there we go. Look at all that drool. Such a messy man slut. I'm gonna take one of my rags here and wipe some of that. There we go. Okay, now finally, what I came over here to do. Open your mouth, but stay silent. Good boy. Now keep it open while I stuff these panties in there. Yeah, there we go. Aw, look at you. Hard as a rock while a little goblin maid shoves her panties into your mouth. You want me to touch your cock, don't you? Huh? Do you want me to touch your big man-slut cock? That's all you think about, isn't it, pervert? Oh, just getting your rocks off, coming and coming and coming. Oh, don't worry. That'll happen soon enough. If there's one thing I love more than making man-sluts hard, it's making them moan and squirm when their balls get drained. But before that happens, there's a big cobweb right above your headboard. I have to take care of it. Since you're taking up all this space in the bed, it looks like I'm just gonna have to use your face as leverage. I'm sure you won't mind, right? Not like you can say no with my panties in your mouth. Right, man slut? Alright, gonna start on your chest here. Maybe hold my foot down on your neck for a little bit. And now on your nose. How's the view, man slut? You like that, huh? Getting to smell one of my feet while you stare up at my tight goblin pussy and fat green ass? So, which one do you want to eat out, huh? You aren't getting off without giving me some first. Those are my rules. It's not even my job to get you off. I just think you've got a nice cock. I could leave you here if I wanted to. Oh shit, I just remembered. Oh, my foot is on your throat and my panties are in your mouth. You couldn't answer me if you wanted to. You could have made some noise or something, you know. I suppose you like being under there, though, didn't you? Typical man slut. Okay, so, now that I'm off your throat and nose, let me get down here and... Hey, open your mouth. Alright, I'll get those panties out of there. So, like I said, which one is it gonna be, huh? Ass or pussy? Normally, I tell you to eat out whichever hole you want me to milk your dick with, but that big ugly thing is going nowhere near my back door. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think I should decide where your tongue is going, considering I'm even giving you the time of day right now. So, I've decided. Yeah. Ass. I'm gonna have you lick my ass. That sounds good? Come on, answer me! Say you wanna lick my ass! Yeah, that's what I thought. Get ready, man slut. Here it comes! Oh, yeah. That's so good. Oh, fuck. That's a good boy. Oh, come on. Just keep doing that. You know you've got a pretty talented tongue in that mouth of yours. Oh. Oh. It's much more useful for eating goblin ass than it is for talking. I just saw your cock twitch when I said that. Fucking pervert. You like those round green globes blocking your view? Shit. I'm not even touching your cock. And I can see a little bit of pre-cum leaking out. Hey, don't stop licking. I'm not gonna try and lean over and start sucking you off or anything. You humans are way too tall to do that. And besides, I don't want to risk getting any of your cum in my mouth. The only place that's going is in my tight little goblin cunt. Yeah, that got you going, huh? I bet you can't wait to have me wrap around your pig cock, huh? Do you want that? Do you want me to milk you with my pussy? It's going to be such a tight fit. Just imagine that soft, warm entrance of my green pussy squeezing your aching cock until it explodes inside of me. Oh my god, you want it so bad, don't you? You're thrusting your hips in the air. It's so pathetic. Such a dirty, dirty man slut. Calm down. You'll get what you want soon enough. Believe it or not, I can't wait to have that thing inside me. But here's the rules. First off, you can only come when I tell you to come. If you don't, I'll get up and not only ruin your orgasm, but I'll make you clean up all the mess you made with your tongue. Got it? Come on, just grunt. That's all I need to hear. Alright, and second off, I'm not taking my clothes off for you. I've got other rooms I need to clean after I'm done dealing with you, so everything stays on. This uniform actually takes a while to put on. Count yourself lucky you got to see my pussy at all. No titties for you. Tough luck. Now, just lick my asshole for a little bit longer. Oh, fuck. You're really good at this. You've done this before, haven't you? I bet you've even licked other monster girls' assholes, too. This isn't just a once-in-a-while thing for you, huh? You act like this is a hobby. Degenerate. All right. Let's get this over with. You know, another reason I'm dealing with this is because I can't have you walking around the room with your leaky cock trailing pre-cum all over the place. You've already managed to ruin the bed just laying on top of it spread out like this. I can't have you dirtying up these nice carpets. Alright. Hey. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Show some goddamn respect. You're about to feel the snatch of a goblin goddess. Oh, good boy. Whoa, holy fuck. Oh, that's just the tip. Well, don't get too full of yourself, man slut, but this cock is... this is something special. This must be where your brains went because... Fuck. Oh, because you've got this dumbfounded look on your face. I bet you've never felt this good. Oh, God. This is so fucking... God. Holy fuck. Halfway there. Oh, God. I'm not gonna have to work out later tonight. I'm getting all my exercise on your freakish cock here. And look at you. Your mouth is hanging open and your eyelids half closed. Shit. You look like, honestly, like, pretty sexy right now. Don't let it, go to your head. Oh, holy shit. how do you walk around with this giant fucking thing, huh? Alright. I'm gonna take a bit of a breather here. Oh, what's that look? You getting a crush on me? Huh? Don't fucking bother. You're just a cock to me, got it? Even if I could reach up there, I wouldn't kiss you. So get that dopey fucking look off your face. I'm your goddess, not your girlfriend. Good boy. Alright, I hope you're ready because... Oh, fuck. Because this goblin pussy is gonna rock your goddamn world. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. This feels so much better than a tongue up the butt. Oh. You're doing a good job, man slut. Oh, God. Oh, no. Don't thrust up. Just stay there and take it, you fucking whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. I definitely chose to clean the right room this morning, didn't I? Oh, that glazed look of pleasure on your face. I'm glad you agree. Oh, come on, manslut. Don't try to hold it in. Mow for me, bitch. Come on. You fucking heard me. I said moan for me. Oh, that's right. Melt for your goddess. You think you feel good? You don't know how fucking amazing it feels to reduce a human man to a moaning, blubbering mess with nothing but my pussy. I'm going faster. Remember what I said now? Don't you fucking dare come until I say so, you got it? It's such a shame this cock is gonna be wasted on all the other monster girls here. Tell you what, let's make a deal. Hey, pay attention to me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Alright, tonight when you get tied back into bed, I want you to request that Becca comes to your room again for some final clean touch-ups. Huh? That sound good? Uh-huh? Uh-huh? Yeah, that's right. And when I show up, instead of a feather duster, I'll have some toys to play with. How does that sound, whore? Huh? You want that? Tell me you fucking want it, or I'll jump off this cock right now, and I won't let you come. Huh? Say it louder. Say it so the whole fucking hotel hears it, man slut. Yes! By the end of your stay here, I'm gonna make the rest of these monster girls look like a bunch of chaste, virgins in comparison. I'm gonna make you a fucking slave to goblin cunt. You're gonna want to live here when I'm done with you. You fucking... Fucking... Fuck. I'm gonna come. Your big freakish human cock is gonna make me come. We're gonna come at the same time? You ready? Oh, you fucking better be, because your only chance is now. If I'm done coming and you don't, I'm jumping off. You ready? You ready, manslut? All right. Let's fucking come for me. Fuck. Oh, come, you fucking. Oh, God. Yes. Be such a useless man slut after all. With a cock like this, and you're pathetic, but nevertheless kind of cute. Need to follow all of my directions, no matter what kind of mean name I call you. I think I might actually enjoy cleaning up after you, dirty boy. Well, that's all about the aftercare you're gonna get out of me, buddy. You did good, and I can't wait to use you again tonight. What's that? Yeah, calm down. I'll get the straps off you. But what do we say? Yes, we say, please, Goddess Becca, untie me from the bed. Good boy, you're learning quickly. Okay now, when you're out of here, getting fucked by scores of strange monster girls, just keep in mind, you're gonna need some juice left over for me. Go to the front desk and request some manticore venom before you head back to bed. That should help. Also, remember what I told you. Tonight, when you get tied back down and before you're gagged, I want you to request me personally as your night cleaning staff. This next time, I'm gonna keep the gag in. We wouldn't want to keep all the other guests up, wouldn't we? Ha ha ha!